Module 8, Diffusing Anger or Negative Emotions. Unfortunately, constructive criticism is often accompanied by some form of anger or negative emotion, such as denial or embarrassment. The goal of constructive criticism is to help the employee grow and improve, not to hurt their feelings or downplay their work. Therefore, it should be delivered in the correct manner and without negative undertones. When criticism is delivered correctly, emotions can generally be set aside and both parties can focus on the issue. Choose the correct words. Much like our tones, our words can send the wrong message when used in the wrong context. Words that can portray blame or negative criticism are generally rebuffed and can create someone to become defensive. Avoid the "you" messages that place the blame or problems on the other person. Start sentences with "I" and express how their actions affect you and the company rather than just criticizing their behavior. The correct phrasing can make all the difference when trying to deliver sensitive, constructive criticism. Incorrect versus correct word examples. Don't start a sentence with "you," begin with "I." Avoid words such as "angry," "outraged," or "furious." Words such as "confused" or "disheartened" will help to keep the mood calmer. Express understanding rather than fury or disbelief. Stay on topic. Sometimes we can have a lot of ideas and topics going through our head at once, or we try to multitask between different areas, which can ultimately make us lose focus on what is important. When delivering constructive criticism, it is important to stay focused and stay on topic. Keep eye contact with the employee and avoid trying to do tasks on the computer or fiddle with paperwork. Deliver one topic at a time and completely finish with it before moving on to the next one. Trying to combine several topics into one speech can overload the employee and make them miss the main points. Also, be sure to leave past occurrences in the past. Bringing up problems from the past can distract from recent mistakes and can confuse the employee as to what he's supposed to be talking about today. Tips: avoid words such as "however," "although," and "but," since they can lead to other thoughts and topics. Keep eye contact with the employee. This will help you to focus on them and the issue at hand. When speaking with the employee, stop any previous task you were working on. Do not try to combine them. Empathize. Before a manager can even begin to deliver constructive criticism to an employee, they must first stop and put themselves in their employee's shoes. Remember what it was like to be in their place. Remember how vulnerable and defensive you felt. Think of how the employee would respond to what you have to say. Help your employee feel at ease by empathizing with them and letting them know you are there to help. Criticism that is delivered with empathy in mind is more likely to be accepted by the employee and can even strengthen business relationships. Try to avoid "you" messages. When we are angry or upset, our self-defense mode normally wants to find blame somewhere else or on "you." This is especially common when trying to deliver constructive criticism. Phrases such as "you were late yesterday" or "your poor attitude is affecting everyone" can appear unprofessional and make it appear as though you are insulting the employee. Instead, focus on how it makes others feel, such as, "I felt disappointed when you were late yesterday because we went over some major important topics in the meeting." Or, "our customers were very upset when you greeted them in an unfriendly manner." The employee will begin to see that you are trying to portray how their actions affect others instead of feeling as though you are blaming or attacking them. Common "you" messages to try to avoid. "Your job performance has been lagging lately." "You've been late every day for the past week." "Your disruptive behavior is starting to affect your coworkers." "You've been slacking off on your duties." Case study. Ray has become very angry that his employee Robert has continued to show up late and have a rude attitude toward the customers in the store. He'd love nothing more than to scold him repeatedly and see how he likes being spoken to in the same way. But Ray had to take some time to calm down and focus on the real problem. He put himself in Robert's shoes. Robert wasn't a bad person, but had poor employee attributes. He called Robert into his office to try and resolve the issue. He explained that Robert being late makes him feel disappointed because they usually miss a lot of customer sales that could have been completed. He also pointed out that some of the customers have expressed how hurt they feel when Robert speaks to them in a rude manner. Robert expressed that he was not aware his behavior was affecting so many and that he would strive to do better. Over the next few weeks, Robert began to show up on time and improved his attitudes toward the customers. Ray felt he had taken the correct approach. Module 8, Question 1. Which of the following is considered incorrect wording? I was disappointed that you missed the meeting this week. Your coworkers are concerned by this new behavior. Our customers are unhappy that their orders are not shipped faster. Your poor attitude is unacceptable. Module 8, Question 2. The blank can have just as much effect as our tones. Facial expressions, the clothes we wear, correct words, location of the meeting. Module 8, Question 3. One way to stay on topic is to refrain from what? Multitasking, sitting still in one place, making eye contact with the employee, cutting out background noise. Module 8, Question 4. Talking about blank can confuse the employee and distract them from the real problem. The employee's dress attire, the employee's past problems or occurrences, the manager's busy schedule, the employee's recent mistakes and errors. Module 8, Question 5. What is one way a manager can empathize with their employee? Put themselves in the employee's shoes. Tell the employee to leave them alone for a few minutes. Think of ways they were punished when they were non-management. Let the employee know how angry they are. Module 8, Question 6. Constructive criticism delivered with blank is more likely to be accepted by the employee. Anger, sarcasm, humor, empathy. Module 8, Question 7. To avoid using you messages, what should the manager emphasize to the employee? How angry their behavior makes them feel, the potential consequences they could face, how others feel when they act a certain way or do certain things, their number of repeat occurrences. Module 8, Question 8. Which of the following is considered a negative you message? Your coworkers are going on vacation. Your lack of effort on this project is disgraceful. Your work on the client case was excellent. You should think about how your coworkers feel. Module 8, Question 9. What was one of the behaviors that Robert was doing that angered Ray? He was trying to leave early every day. He was ringing up the purchases correctly. He was consistently showing up late. He was calling in sick a lot. Module 8, Question 10. How did Ray get Robert to understand his attitude towards the customers? He portrayed how they felt when he was rude to them. He drew it on a poster board. He told him in an email. He spoke to him in a rude way and asked how he liked it.